his situation to that of many black Americans.
Black people are so much on my side now because they see what's happening to me happens to them. Does that make sense?
South Carolina's Republican primary is Saturday. Lawmakers in Alabama scrambling to carve out exceptions for in vitro fertilization after the state's Supreme Court issued a ruling that frozen embryos are unborn children and entitled to legal protections. That's prompted some hospitals to pause IVF treatments. The U.S. and EU issuing hundreds of new sanctions against Russia over its war with Ukraine. The sanctions targeting the country's war machine and come a day ahead of the second anniversary of the start of Russia's full-scale invasion. A South Carolina man found guilty for the murder of a transgender woman in the nation's first federal trial over a hate crime based on gender identity. This is ABC News. A private U.S. spacecraft that touched down on the moon Thursday evening is working, but there is a slight issue. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
Mission commanders say Odysseus looks strong. Odi, as they call it, has full batteries, its science projects are working, it had a soft landing, it's communicating. But one issue, explains Steve Altemus, the CEO of Intuitive Machines, which built Odi, when it was landing.
Caught a foot in the surface, and the lander has tipped.
It's sitting on its side and did not land upright as they initially thought it did. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Kansas City area DJ who was killed during a celebration of the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory, set to be remembered Saturday during funeral services attended by friends and family. Lisa Lopez Galvin was one of about two dozen people who were shot when gunfire erupted February 14th outside the city's Union Station. Police say as the festivity ended, a dispute led to the gunfire. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air 11 to noon
on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX 1580 AM. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. More people than ever get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, but many of them still can't get the care they need. Advocates say the list of essential benefits covered by the ACA needs updating. Here's Eric Galatas.
Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the Biden administration has an opportunity to update the ACA's essential health benefits, services that almost all individual and small employer insurance plans across the country are required to cover. He says all Americans need access to fundamental services.
Like dental, which is currently covered for children but not adults. It should cover the full range of reproductive health services and perinatal and postpartum care for people who are giving birth, as well as hearing and vision benefits.
Some insurers providing coverage through the ACA have warned that expanding essential benefits will drive up insurance premiums and health care costs in general. Fox believes updating essential benefits would actually lower costs and improve the quality of health coverage for all people, whether they get insurance through the ACA marketplaces like healthcare.gov, employer-sponsored plans, or programs like Medicaid.
The reality is many of these services are proactive and preventive care that help people maintain their health and avoid much more costly health interventions are likely to save costs.
It's been more than 13 years since the Affordable Care Act established rules defining 10 categories of health services that most insurance policies must cover. Fox notes many states have not done anything to update or expand benefits.
And what we need is federal action to update essential health benefits, ensure that the full range of whole person care is covered, and that is made a requirement across the country.
This is Eric Galatis. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-teens. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the upper 30s. Low 50s for a high and mostly sunny Sunday. On Monday, even warmer. Windy with a high in the low 60s, lots of sun. Right now it's 16.
From Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning, Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I am the co-host of Matt and Air on Air because I'm sitting in for Jane today. Because Jane, and we can talk about this because we talked about it yesterday. She's getting a colonoscopy, being healthy, taking care of herself. So I am sitting in from 10 a.m. to noon. Thank you so much for being here. Remember, you can always listen to us on the Civic Media app, so don't forget to download the free Civic Media app. You can also call in or text in, that number being 844-967-2789. Once again, 844-96-PARTY. We have a really fun show today. Got tons of guests coming up. We're going to be talking to Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area, as well as Matt Miller from On Milwaukee, and a good friend of mine who will be talking about doing improv comedy, the Milwaukee comedy scene, and, you know, trying new things as we get older. Amy Westrop will be joining us at the top of the next hour. But most importantly, I have a guest host with me, a guy I adore who was on the show earlier this week. Put your hands together, crowd listening, all the listeners out there. Fancy Brian Kelly.
Hi, everyone.
Listen to that. Oh,
good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Brian, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic. I'm broadcasting out of my new at-home studio version 8.6.96785. I'm pretty excited about it. I finally got a setup that I really enjoy, and it's going to get even better today. I'm going to have more ways to connect directly to the airwaves right from my own home. It's pretty exciting.
Brian Kelly getting to the people. If you're not watching the live stream right now, Brian is wearing a Star Wars t-shirt. He's not just a Star Wars fan. He loves that movie so much. He loves those films so, so much. He has a framed picture, not a poster, but like as if it was his child of Chewbacca on his wall.
It's directly above my head, and it's not just Chewbacca. I'm going to adjust my camera a little bit.
Oh,
it says Wisconsin on it.
It just says Wisconsin, and it's Chewbacca.
So, quick. Civic Media history. We used to be two stations, one of them in Milwaukee, one of them on Brady Street, right? We had a studio on Brady Street, and we got to know a lot of the locals there. And one of our locals, we had a resist theme going on because it was, 2018-ish type of thing. And some artist actually just took a bunch of Star Wars figures. Dom has a Stormtrooper, and there's a couple other ones, and put, like, our logo mixed in with Wisconsin and different things. And I ended up getting the Chewbacca one because if you wanted to go and put my personality profile together, it would be a combination of Chewbacca and Samwise Gamgee. At least on the inside.
I was going to say that Chewbacca on the outside
Oh, yeah.
Samwise on the inside.
For sure.
All right. Well, that's fancy Brian Kelly right there. He's here for the first half hour of the show. We're happy to have him here. Brian, guess what's happening right now in the good old city of Nashville, Tennessee?
A lot of great music. And a lot of great music being recorded.
Yes, those both are very, very true. But I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about this year's 2024 CPAC convention.
Oh, preaching to the choir. So again, music being recorded. Good.
I don't know if it's so much preaching, Brian, as it is just full-on yelling at a choir.
There's a lot of yelling. A lot of the keynote speakers, and I've noticed this throughout the years because I've had to cover this.
Yeah.
A lot of the first speakers are like the most yelly, screamiest, and they always scream something about freedom, usually.
Oh, that. Well, I mean, that's what they're all about. They're about freedom. Freedom to own guns, freedom to buy up all the land you want. I mean, you don't get freedom over your own body, and God knows they're going to tell you how to raise your children, but they are all about freedom at the CPAC convention happening right now in Tennessee. And you're like, so I've been watching these clips for a long time, and you know, you usually have your speakers and they're, and you're right, they're trying to whip up confidence. They're trying to get them excited, but there is a different tone this year. And it's one of, it's like part vengeance, part apocalyptic takeover. And there is tape to prove it. Gentleman by the name of Jack Posobiec, I think I'm pronouncing his name, Jack Posobiec. It's a very quick clip of him at the conference, and he's just making it very clear how he feels about what we need to do to quote unquote move ahead in this country. Calvin, please play that clip.
All right, welcome. I just wanted to say welcome to the end of democracy. We're here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get all the way there on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it and replace it with this right here. We'll replace it with this right here.
Amen.
That's right, because all glory is not to government, all glory to God.
Now, he's holding a cross up in the air, and I have no problem with you exalting the glory of God. If you believe that, that's awesome. But when he says the end of democracy.
And we didn't get it done on January 6th.
Yeah, but I thought January 6th, Brian, was just a bunch of people on a tour or, you know, hostages now. That's the big thing. They're hostages.
We're not even like, what, a couple minutes in here? And I'm going to invoke the Founding Fathers. I'm invoking the Founding Fathers clause.
You heard it here, folks. Brian's invoking the Founding Fathers.
I'd like to invoke the Founding Fathers clause, please. I'm going to stand up and say, listen, the Founding Fathers put together this country based on directly the opposite of what that person just said. Directly the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, if you had studied even just a rudimentary, even like a C-level average in history and government, you should know that what was said there is the direct opposite antithesis of what our entire government is supposed to be based on.
But they always tend to say, no, you are wrong. The Founding Fathers were Christians. This is a Christian nation. And I, you know.
To which Ben Franklin would laugh in your stupid, ignorant face. I'm sorry, he would.
And then say, I just invented electricity.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, well, it's just.
Anyway.
But that's the tone. And that's the, I mean, honestly, it's not. Both the wording is not surprising and just the overall sense of like, you know, we're not going to get this done until we create basically, I'm sorry to be alarmist, but a fascist theocracy where
that's literally what that is.
We rule by the law of the man above. That just can't seem correct for, I mean, I have to imagine everyone in that room is on board with that. I'm wondering how many people said, you know what, I'm going to go see another speech.
None.
They all stick around.
And you know what the next step to that is?
Hmm.
The divine right of kings. Because if you believe in this is God's will, it's all about God. Well, geez, God must have put Donald Trump in front of us to be our Lord and Savior.
And that's what they're saying. You kind of face any sins of him in front of them, that he is an imperfect man is picked by God to lead us to the promised land. So that was more of the religious bent. Now we're going to move towards the revenge gotcha. You are going to suffer under our boot from a political newcomer, Brian. You may have heard of him. His name is Steve Bannon.
Former
chief strategist for the White House back when Trump was originally in office in 2016.
Fun fact, that's the he was the basis of Baron Harkonnen in Dune, just so you know.
Are you serious? I don't know. I don't read.
Exactly. You don't know the difference, do you?
You never know. I mean, Steve Bannon's been around for a long time. I think he's 150. Calvin, can you play that clip from Steve Bannon?
And that's why they hate him. They don't hate him. They don't hate him because he's Trump. They hate him because he represents you. He gives you a voice, and he will not back down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at Fox News. Look at Fox News. The president announces his, this is historic. A guy gave you 4 years of peace and prosperity, announces he's going to run again after having it stolen in broad daylight, of which they participate in. They cover it live for 20 minutes, and then they say, if there's anything newsworthy, we'll cut back, and they go to some panel and some discussion.
Wait for it.
Note to Fox senior management. When Donald J. Trump talks, it's newsworthy.
Yeah.
What happened in the first week of January? You had Matt Gaetz and Boebert in the Magnificent Six that stood there and put it all on the line. And what did Fox News do? They rolled out Karl Rove and the hacks from the Bush administration that got us in this mess to say, we need unity. We need unity to look turn. We're not looking for unity. We're looking for victory.
And that is, I watched that entire speech, and from it's 15 minutes and it never lets up. It starts at that level. It starts at a 9.5 and breaks into 11 to 12 the whole time. He is just yelling at them, and they are loving it because they see it as divine right and vengeance. That's what this election's all about.
I don't like Donald Trump literally because of exactly what he said, and that's why I said it then, because he's giving voice to people who are anti-democracy, anti this country, and anti exactly what it means to be a United States person and citizen. The things that we are trying to go and exalt and show that, you know, hey, United States, we're doing this great democracy experiment, which, by the way, is still young, a couple hundred years old, is extremely young for any country in general, especially one of the power that we have. So we're acting like a bunch of, you know, basically drunk teenagers at this point.
And, you know,
compared to the rest of the world.
And honestly, I thought about that a while ago, and I was like, all right, let's look at like China and Great Britain,
1200,
all these countries, and how old they are in comparison to how old we are. And you're right. We are petulant teenagers. We're breaking out of our bedrooms to go hang out and drink behind the 7-Eleven or whatever kids do. I didn't do that growing up. But, yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing. But they also, I mean, side note here, I don't know if you knew this, but former Prime Minister Liz Truss showed up and gave a fiery speech about how Biden got involved in her politics and we need to take the country back and we need more conservatives control the message.
How was she received was that a good time that she was in control of things?
No.
And by the way, is Boebert even available to run again? Is she kind of basically just erased from power?
She's pulling a Hovde. She's moving to a different district and vote there. But we're going to keep the conversation running. I have to go get some water real quick because I'm thirsty and one must hydrate. But stay with us. We're going to come back with Brian Kelly, Mr. Fancy Brian Kelly. You are listening to Civic Media Radio Network. Matt and Air on the air. I'm Greg Bach sitting in for Jane. Stay with us. You just don't know what else to do about it.
Jason. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If I could turn back time.
You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Baca, sitting in for Jane, who is out for today. I don't even know if I did this, and I apologize from the deepest part of my heart. Calvin on the boards. I'm so sorry I didn't introduce you before, but we couldn't do without him. He's running the boards, running the phones, making sure the music plays. Everything's happening. Calvin on the boards. Thank you for being here.
I appreciate you, Greg.
Yeah. All those listening to us on WXCO, Wausau Bulls Fall Radio, hello, at WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids Homegrown Radio. Hi there, how you doing? And we welcome back for some more discussion, Mr. Fancy Brian Kelly. Brian, no CPAC would be amazing without the man they talk about, the man they are worshiping, bowing to. And that is, just, and as it's the only way that Steve Bannon would refer to him is Donald J. Trump.
Look, I've had a lot of idols in my day. I was a huge Kevin Spacey fan.
Yeah.
I was a real big fan of Louis C.K.
Yep.
You know, there's a, and not once did I, was I like, oh, well, they're a big jerk. Man, I got to make all the excuses in the world and bend over backwards to make sure that they're my number one idol in my life. I never, ever felt that for anyone. So I don't understand how it can happen to so many millions of people.
There's a lot.
And my dad voted for Trump. I'm just saying that. And he just did it because he hated government at the time. He was a Ross Perot guy. But now he's like, what? This guy is an idiot. I don't understand why this. I thought he was going to do something different.
No. They just, and that's the thing too, is if you like Kevin Spacey and Louis C.K., that's your life. Do what you want to do. I'm not going to sit here and have that argument anymore. But it's that digging in and saying, well, no, you just don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, it's not worth it. And a lot of those people, we've had this conversation a lot about how do you talk to those individuals? And I don't think it's impossible. And I don't think you can't. I just think if you were going to, let's say your father is just one of these people at CPAC, if you're going to have the conversation, you have to put it in your head. You're like, all right, I'm going to go home this weekend. I'm going to sit down with my dad in the garage. We're going to crack open a beer, and we're just going to talk. I'm going to maintain my composure. I'll let him get upset, but I want to find out and try to make him understand that what he's doing is harmful. You know what I mean? Like, you really have to put yourself in that place. But I bring up Mr. J-Trump because that's what I call him, J-Trump or Drumpf. Because he
just like Joe Biden.
Yeah, Biden. Yeah, basic. But we have his speech from him. Calvin, can you play the beginning of his speech?
By the way, where's Hunter? Where is Hunter? Remember? Where's Hunter?
Greatest hits.
Will there ever be a time when Joe Biden says this thing with Hunter just isn't working out well?
He was there.
I'm
for
starting
you.
To get a little angry at Hunter.
He was ready
or
to
talk.
Or
when Hunter comes to him and says, Dad, we have a problem. What? What is it, son? Another one? Oh, son, you're a disaster, son. Son, you're a disaster. Dad, we have a problem. I left my laptop at the repair shop. And Joe looks at him and says, what's on it, son? What's on it? And Hunter looks back and he says, every single crime that you've ever committed, Dad.
Hey, at least he answers his son's calls. When has Tiffany ever answered? Oh, wait.
It was, I believe the Independent said it was just called a rambling speech. and it's about 8 minutes long, and it just goes through all of the greatest hits. I mean, it really is. Trump delivers incoherent speech praising Capitol rioters after judge denies $355 million fraud delay. And it goes to what you were saying earlier, is there's no policy. Of course there's no long-term vision other than we win, they go down.
Yeah. Well, okay, you won. You won before. What did you do?
Yeah.
You put the country in a trillion-dollar deficit to go and do the one piece of legislation you did and never resolved it afterwards.
That's
a fact.
That's not according to Stephen Cabanon. He said that it was 4 years of peace and prosperity. He kept on saying that as well during his speech. And just to make sure that...
Didn't he launch the mother of all bombs? The largest bomb that has ever been released ever by any human being was signed off on by Donald Trump so he can say he blew up Afghanistan. But that was peace and prosperity?
On top of that, just to make sure they kept their message contained, they actually denied press passes to Huffington Post, Washington Post, and other news outlets, calling them left wing, and saying if they want to attend, they can buy a ticket like everyone else.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought freedom of press was a thing.
Oh, no, not Brian. That's adorable. Hey, Kelvin, really quick question. Where are we in Trump's speech right now?
He's now in jail.
Yep.
And the whole thing is a complete con job. And she was ordered to pay me, a federal court ordered this, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No, no.
But they're still looking at it.
No.
They're still looking.
Just like he's still being audited.
And all they do is they cause anger and problems for our country because our people
aren't just put up or shut up, you dummy.
It never ends. In the meantime, Hunter and Joe Biden skate. You know, they skate. They go away free. What's going on with that? I mean, that laptop is a disaster. Has anyone read this thing? How can it
be? Still talking about the laptop. We're like 4 minutes into that speech.
Says the guy who uses his own cell phone that has been hacked several times to go and talk about national security issues. But that's cool.
You're never going to believe it. His password is password.
So is mine. But that's because, look, it's just easier. Listen, if someone's going to go and hack into you, they're going to know how to go and get past your password no matter what your password is. So just make something easy for yourself and move on. It's really just a bot stop. It's just to stop a bot from doing stuff and just to make you feel secure. That's literally all it is. I'm just letting you know that right now.
I have opened up a sore spot for Brian Kelly.
I'm sorry, man. I get a lot of how do you computer emails.
How do I attach a file? Okay.
Honestly, to prove this point also, and to remind everybody that people don't understand at the highest levels of government what they are doing. Do you know why Paul Manafort is in jail? Because he didn't know how to convert a PDF file, so he emailed it to Rick Gates, and that's how they found him. That's it.
And this has been Computing with Brian Kelly.
This guy moved the policy of several countries and didn't know how to convert a PDF.
Oh, that's not surprising.
If you ever feel like you're unqualified for something, there is an idiot down the hall in a suit that thinks that they are the best thing ever. Just so you know.
Okay. Well, on that note, Mr. Brian Kelly, thank you so much. Where were you on that Trump speech? What's he talking about now, Calvin?
One word. And how stupid am I telling you this story right now? Because now we got to find something in there. He made a typographical error. There's a revolution going on within the FBI because they don't want to be doing what they're being told to do because they know right from wrong. I'm talking about the people.
He's going to talk about the FBI for a while. So we're going to let that go. Yeah. Brian Kelly, thank you so much for being here with me in the first half hour.
Of course.
Yeah.
I appreciate you having me, man.
All right. Great
time.
Well, hopefully we'll hang out again sometime soon and talk baseball and comedy and stuff like that. Brian Kelly, thank you so much for being here. When we come back, Dan Schaefer from the award-winning Recombobulation Area is going to be joining us as usual on Fridays. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. While courting black conservatives in South Carolina, former President Trump discussing his indictments and comparing his situation to that of many black Americans.
Black people are so much on my side now because they see what's happening to me happens to them. Does that make sense?
South Carolina's Republican primary is Saturday. Lawmakers in Alabama scrambling to carve out exceptions for in vitro fertilization after the state's Supreme Court issued a ruling that frozen embryos are unborn children and entitled to legal protections. That's prompted some hospitals to pause IVF treatments. The U.S. and EU issuing hundreds of new sanctions against Russia over its war with Ukraine. The sanctions targeting the country's war machine and come a day ahead of the second anniversary of the start of Russia's full-scale invasion. A South Carolina man found guilty for the murder of a transgender woman in the nation's first federal trial over a hate crime based on gender identity. This is ABC News.
Baseball gets started tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' first exhibition game of spring training out in Arizona tomorrow against the Padres. The first pitch at 2:10 Central Time. There's been talk that Sal Frelick will play some third base this spring. When will that happen? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First day. He's special, man. The kid's special. He can do it. That people ask me, why is he doing it? Because he can. If anybody can do it, it's Sal.
NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Milwaukee will be without Chris Middleton, still dealing with an ankle injury. NFL, Packers' Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley as the team's new defensive coordinator.
Certainly have always had respect for him from afar as a football coach. He's worked with my brother at two different stops. He's worked with Kyle Shanahan at two different stops in Cleveland and San Francisco, and I know how those guys, how much respect they have for him as a person first and a coach second.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-teens. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the upper 30s. Low 50s for a high and mostly sunny Sunday. On Monday, even warmer. Windy with a high in the low 60s. Lots of sun. It's 14 degrees right now.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking. by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air live. I am Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is out for the day. You're listening to this show live right now. You could be listening to it on your car radio. You could be listening to it live streaming, as well as seeing our beautiful faces. But you could also be listening to it by downloading the Civic Media app. Listen to shows live and search for your local station. And you can also call and text into the show using the Civic Media app. Download it for free in the Google Play or App Store. We'd love to have you come along. As always, you can text and call the show, 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Or you can also comment on the live stream on YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. Now, it is Friday. It is 10:30. There's only one thing we need to do right now, Calvin, who's on the boards. That's recombobulate. We're going to do that with founder of the Recombobulationary, the award-winning Recombobulationary, Mr. Dan Schaefer. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Greg. Happy to be here. How's everything going?
It's going great. I got Calvin, so it's all safe. I feel good. He's like my safety blanket, but he won't let me hug him.
That's a smart move on Calvin's part.
Okay, fine. Dan, we got a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on that you've been recombobulating at the area. So I know that we've been talking about maps pretty much nonstop every week for a while, which is important because they're very, very pertinent to what's going on. You know, last week we thought, early this week, we thought, okay, cool. He's going to sign those maps. He's doing a victory lap. And now we read a story yesterday that says he wants to talk to the Supreme Court, and Jane and I were both go, wait, what? So what can you tell us about that?
So I think he wants to take a look at what's going on with not only the state legislative maps, but the congressional maps. And so, you know, I think throughout the since we've had, you know, the court flipped and Janet Protasiewicz took her seat, the case that was brought forth almost immediately after she was sworn in was about state legislative maps. But there have also been, you know, a number of cases out there. And one in particular from Mark Elias, who has successfully sued the Trump administration a number of times. And he was bringing a case forward about the congressional maps. And the congressional maps, you know, not nearly as extreme, perhaps, as the state legislative maps were gerrymandered. But having a 6-2 congressional split in Wisconsin is not really as reflective of the type of 50-50 state that Wisconsin is.
Yeah.
So it does make sense to have this happen. And I think it's interesting that the governor is making some waves here and saying not only should we have these new state legislative maps that I just signed in after this long process, we should also take a look at those congressional maps. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, the state Supreme Court has not said whether or not they will take this case.
Yeah.
And so we'll have to wait and see. We haven't heard from the state Supreme Court this week after all of this redistricting noise and all of the news and whatever else. It's been pretty quiet out of the judicial branch in the state of Wisconsin.
More maps to talk about. Well, that's okay. So that you always, Dan, you always help recombobulate for us. We appreciate that.
That's what I'm here to do. That's what I'm here to do, Greg.
I'm here for it every Friday, 10:30. So before we were talking, before we got on there, I'm always like, what do you want to talk about? And you talk about maps, you talk about the legislature, we're talking about the assembly session. But then you threw something in here that caught my eye. It said former Governor Scott Walker and current bald head haver, because he hit his head on a shelf. Scott Walker called you a name.
Yeah, Scott Walker called me stupid on Twitter. So That was interesting. I was tweeting out the link to my latest column about Wisconsin flipping the Supreme Court, reelecting Tony Evers, and how the long churn of voting and sustained action helped bring about this moment where the votes were struck down. And Walker, as he so eloquently, just a beacon of just absolute eloquence all the time, just said, "You're so stupid." And went in on saying that, oh, I'm trying to pull up the tweet here because I don't have it exactly in front of me. Just one second here. Walker saying, "You guys are so stupid. Wisconsin is a purple state because of the Democrat votes packed in Madison and Milwaukee." And I think it's something he tweets out this same map over and over. And this is the same argument that Republicans have made over and over, and saying that, you know, that these votes are packed in here, and that's why we have such a tilted legislature. But I think, you know, what I tweeted in response, what the former governor fails to acknowledge, is how often mid-sized cities in the state vote Democratic. So he could talk about, you know, the statewide elections. These votes are the same for everyone. Democrat votes are just votes. But also, I think it's interesting to note that in 2018, when Scott Walker lost, he lost ground in 39 of the state's 40 most populous municipalities. So all those mid-sized cities across the state, those blue dots around the state, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Stevens Point, Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay, on down the list, those shifted pretty significantly towards Democrats in that 2018 election when Scott Walker lost. And that trend has continued in the years since. So I think, you know, when they go low, we go to the facts, right?
we go to the mattresses and the facts. Andrew from Maine said that, "Dan, you've been recognized by a celebrity. I thought you would have printed out that tweet and added it to your wall of awards." I would have done the same thing. So
I might do that. I had somebody text me asking if I'm going to print it out and have merch.
that's a t-shirt.
Like, but I have been tweeting in the time since that, yay, go out there and subscribe to my stupid blog.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's, I don't know how to say it. Like, this is Scott Walker. He is in charge of the YAF. He's in charge of the youth. It's such a childish response. You can disagree, but you could have just taken out the first line. "You guys are so stupid." That's grade school. That's just absolutely, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's but is it unexpected at all? I mean, it's just, this is how he operates. How they, you know, he's just turned into this crap poster on Twitter. I almost slipped up and had Kelvin hit the beep button there for me. But yeah, and this, he thought he, like, this is a guy who thought he was going to be president, and years later, this is what he's doing.
Well, I mean, let's be fair. He thought he was going to be president because he had two brothers behind him who were like, "You'll be fine. You'll be fine." And absolutely flared out, just like we saw. I mean, honestly, not unlike Ron DeSantis. In fact, it's like a parallel type of thing. Everyone thought, here comes Ron DeSantis marching down the way. He's going to take that baton and he's going to march America towards a red revolution, which is very weird to say because it sounds like communism, but whatever. And flares out because America got to know him. In Wisconsin, very, very popular, very folksy, takes a brown bag of a brown bag lunch to work and hangs out with the Harley guys at the Lambeau Stadium. But the moment he steps on that in the field in the national circuit, they're like, "He's a choice. He's a choice."
Yeah, and this is who he is now. And now he's a political afterthought. His whole legacy in Wisconsin has been undone, in the process of being undone by, you know, the last few elections in the state. And we saw how unsuccessful he was as governor. I mean, you know, he made all these big promises when he came in 2010, when he was reelected in 2012 and 2014. The state of Wisconsin had its lowest population growth year on record in the 2010s. Yeah. This is a state that has absolutely stagnated. And you look at the comparison to Minnesota or some of our neighbors who have zoomed past us on so many different things. I think we have to look back at the Walker years as a failure. And I think voters have recognized that in the years since by ousting him in 2018 when they elected Tony Evers and flipping the state Supreme Court and now having the opportunity to flip the legislature. I think this is a systematic undoing of the Walker legacy by the voters in Wisconsin who saw Walker's failures over and over again. So I think what a moment for the former governor.
Give it up for Scott Walker just being a big old pile of awesome. You know, actually, when we're talking about him, I was discussing yesterday about this. When Donald Trump came on, and I don't mean to bring him up again, but it'll connect, trust me. When Donald Trump came onto the scene, he's seen as crass, offensive, inexperienced, all those things that doesn't go with a seasoned politician running for president. And we thought to ourselves, oh, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, they'll all knock him off his perch. He'll go running away. And what ended up happening is that all these men, regardless of what you think of their voting record or their stances on issues, they were strong GOP leaders and they were respected. And then when he came around, they tried to play his game and they all lost because they were all a bunch of guys in suits making inappropriate jokes and making fun of a guy who we were all making fun of too. And I feel like Scott Walker's trying to do the same thing. He's trying to be part of that, like, you know, I'm anti-woke and I'm cool. How do you do, young kids?
It's a strange moment for the Republican Party.
Yeah, very much so. If you're just joining us, we got Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area with us. Dan, what is going on? One of the things you brought up with us is talking about the assembly session. It's ending soon, and man, so much work got done.
Yeah, well, I think this is one of those things that I often get fired up about in the state legislature. The assembly had its final day of its session yesterday. It is a full-time legislature in Wisconsin, and yet they spend most of the year in the election year cycle not legislating. Now being a legislator is not just about being in the Capitol and passing bills. It's about meeting with your constituents. It's about, you know, a variety of other things. But to end the session on February 23rd with 10 months left in the year is just ridiculous to me. And it's just one of those things that's just like, it's how we've always done it.
Yeah.
So this is how we should always do it. And instead of, you know, giving some bills some oxygen to not have to vote on like 100 bills in a day, which is about what happened in the assembly yesterday, to, you know, have a more deliberate process, it's just, you know, goes to the wayside. And I saw some reporting from WisPolitics saying at the end of the session, Robin Voss got up there and thanked everybody for their work this session and, you know, acknowledged that some people might not be here next year and whatever. And it's just, it's like, why are we ending this now? There's plenty of work that can be done. There's plenty of time to campaign, to just have this perpetual campaign cycle. And you know, even with a new landscape in front of them, even with the most challenging landscape that Wisconsin Republicans are going to see in more than a decade in the state legislature, it still strikes me as just one of the more absurd things that happens in the state legislature. We have a full-time state legislature that doesn't work 10 months out of the year in election years.
But gets paid a decent wage. Healthcare, all those things, and not to mention all the other little fun things you get, like traveling on the dime to tropical areas and going to conferences and things like that. So that's an old story. Go to the Recombobulation area and look up that story about Robin Voss. But we're going to take a moment here to pay some bills. I'm going to go grab a snack bar. But when we come back, Dan Schaefer will still be here. We'll be talking about all the things which require recombobulation here on Matt and Aaron Air, live on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close. See you soon.
Welcome to Cleveland. Hoping for a reason.
getting out of frozen Wisconsin. I need you to recombobulate me. I want you to recombobulate me. I need you to recombobulate me.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Vinson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is out today. She'll be back on Monday. Don't worry. She'll be back. As always, on Friday, we recombobulate with Mr. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, multi-award winner, wearer of hats, stirrer.
That's what they call me.
Wearer
of hats. That's right.
That's your Game of Thrones name. Wearer of hats, father of children.
That's right. Recombobulate.
Yeah. So one of the things you wanted to talk about, too, that you brought up was a ballot processing bill that did not get passed. Do you want to let's talk about it?
Yeah. So, I think all of us have memories of certain election nights where Milwaukee's absentee votes in particular arrive late into the night. And there is a reason for this, and it has to do with state law, the state legislature. This is not a Milwaukee specific decision. And so Milwaukee has central count at its absentee ballot processing for its election administration. And state law says that central count cities like Milwaukee cannot begin counting absentee ballots until after polls have closed. So, as is often the case, Milwaukee is often the last city to report those results. I think that has a lot to do with the fact that Milwaukee is a much larger city than any other municipality in the state. It takes a little bit longer to count votes when there are more people there to vote.
Are you saying it takes longer to count ballots in Milwaukee than it does in, say, like Bayfield or Hayward? Or
I am saying that, Greg.
Whoa.
I know. And so we have an opportunity now to address this and stop the address all the ridiculous unfounded conspiracies that have come from that, the 2020 election deniers, the Trump world, the MAGA world has so often pointed to Milwaukee with its ballot drops in the middle of the night. It's just people voting. It's just people counting these votes at the time where state law says that they can count the votes. Well, there has been action taken in the state legislature this year to address this, bipartisan action. Mm-hmm. The state assembly passed a vote with overwhelming bipartisan majorities to pass a bill saying allowing Milwaukee to count some of those ballots early, open up an opportunity for counting on Monday and on through Tuesday. So there not are these perceived ballot dumps in the middle of the night on election night. And so I think as we look forward to November 5th, 2024, We can look back at what just happened in the state Senate, because even though the state assembly passed it, Robin Voss supports this. Governor Evers supports this. Ron Johnson has expressed support for this. The Milwaukee Common Council has expressed support for this. Clerks all over the state have expressed support for this, but it has died in the state Senate's elections committee because state Senator Dan Knodel of Germantown did not put it up for a vote, even though it passed for vote in committee, in the elections committee in the Senate. And Devin Lemahieu, this Senate Republican majority leader in the Senate, said that he would not urge Knodel or take any additional action to try to bring that to the Senate floor. So when we look back on election night and it's like 2 a.m. and we're all waiting for Milwaukee's results to come in, we need to think back to what happened on February 22nd when Devin Lemahieu and Dan Knodel refused to do their jobs and refused to take action on this ballot processing bill. And I think they have said they have not given substantive reasons for this. It seems to me like what they are doing is trying to fuel more conspiracies at the city of Milwaukee.
Well, there's two things that come to mind. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think we covered this a little bit. We did cover this a little bit earlier in the week. Devin Lemahieu came out and said, it's not my job to push things through, to make things happen like that. I'm not here to push one bill forward through versus another one, but it kind of is. If you're in charge, you can talk to Knodel and say, hey, make this happen. We want to push this through. So him using the excuse of like, well, it's not my job, I don't have any power, that just seems a little childish. And then I don't understand why you come out and act like that. But yeah, and then on the other side of the fact, we're going to be looking back and saying, on November 5th and 6th, most likely, that this could have been solved. And where is the Wisconsin, I'm going to ask this question, where's the Wisconsin GOP in its influence now that they are pushing for banking your ballot and all this, like they're on board with some measures of early voting, some measures of making it easier? Why aren't they coming here and saying, make this happen? It's very simple. Just do it and we can run on it.
Well, I think that would be a simple solution. And I think also you have to consider the host city for the RNC here too, right? Milwaukee hosting the RNC, and this is opening the door for people to go on stage in Milwaukee at the RNC to spread unfounded conspiracy theories about the city. I feel like those like the MMAC, like the Milwaukee, like the mayor, like the county executive, the state tourism groups and things like that should have a say here and urge Republicans to say, hey, we don't want people on stage trashing our city and questioning our votes and spreading unfounded nonsense. We have an opportunity to address this. We have 10 months to do it. Let's do it. This has bipartisan support.
Yeah.
It's not like this was a, you know, Republican introduced bill, and it is stalling because of the gridlock that, you know, so often happens under Republican control in the state legislature. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. And it's embarrassing too. Dan Schaefer, thank you so much for being here on Friday. Thank you for being my guest today. It's great to hang out with you. You can always catch Dan on Fridays here on Matt and Aaron Air at 10:30, but you can also go to the Recombobulation area. Don't just read it. Subscribe to it. It's very affordable, very informative. Dan, anything else coming up that you want to talk about real quick?
We're taking a look at what's going to be happening next in the state legislature under these new maps.
Yeah.
And there's just so much to be covering in Wisconsin right now. It's like a news avalanche all the time. So we'll try not to make it too discombobulating for you all.
Well, they do a really wonderful job over there. Dan Schaefer, thanks again for being here. Folks, we're going to pay some bills. I'm going to grab probably two granola bars now because I'm hungry. And we'll be back soon. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
Not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Today marks 2 years since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. President